With 3 months to go before the Iowa caucuses, two top Democratic candidates have decided not to compete in that first contest of the presidential primary season. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman and retired General Wesley Clark both say instead they're going to focus their efforts elsewhere, presumably in places where they have a better chance of success. Joining us with analysis, as he does every week, is Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley. He's with us today from member station KUOW in Seattle. Mike, hello. And
hi, Alex.
You know, it's fine for these candidates to say we're going to go elsewhere where we'll do well. But what is it to opt out of the Iowa caucuses? Aren't they going to get in some, would there be some political cost?
People in Iowa are going to be very angry at them. You know, people act as if it's written into the Constitution that the political season starts with the Iowa caucuses and then has the New Hampshire primary. It's not. The Iowa caucuses, for example, were invented by R.W. Appel of the New York Times in 1976 when he started covering it and focused on Jimmy Carter. And after that, it became a bigger and bigger deal, much to the annoyance of New Hampshire, which used to be first. So there's no rule that they have to do this. The danger is, because the press takes this seriously, they will be a little out of it, and they will lose momentum.
Yeah, Johnny Appel will just note, he didn't actually invent them, but he was the only one who paid any attention to them until after 1976. Well, so there are so many Democrats in the race, so I guess that means that early things like Iowa are even more important.
Sure. Whoever wins Iowa is going to get an enormous amount of press attention, is going to get momentum, and because the primary season is compressed, it's going to be harder to catch up with whoever that is than it has been in the past.
Howard Dean is looking pretty good in Iowa, doing well in polls there, also in New Hampshire. But I don't think that the Democratic establishment, if you will, they're still not ready to say, okay, Howard Dean, you're it for us.
Howard Dean is considered to be on the left end of the spectrum of Democratic candidates. I'm not even sure that's true, but that is the perception, and people in the Democratic Party worry that he will therefore be less attractive to the uncommitted voter and is not their best candidate to defeat Bush. It's a very simple, and I think a bit simple-minded calculation. The other way to put it, if your sole concern would be, as a Democrat, how can our guy beat Bush, would be, Howard Dean seems to be the one candidate, besides General Clark perhaps, who generates excitement and stirs things up. And when you've got an incumbent with a natural built-in advantage, stirring things up and creating excitement may trump even ideological considerations in terms of who can win an election.